Hi there. How are you? So if you're watching this replay and you have questions for the group coaching call, then all you have to do is just comment below this replay and you can ask your questions and I will answer them there or in your DMs. You can always go to the space called Ask Questions to ask your questions too. And I will either send you a video, a DM, or I'll just answer your question in any way possible that I can. If you see Miss Rachel on the background, that is because I have my baby today. Now, my mom usually takes the baby on Tuesdays, but she cannot. She hasn't had the baby for like 3 weeks this whole entire month. So like I only had 1 week where she took him, only for a couple hours. So it's been a struggle. I'm a mom, you know. You can see him in the background. He's in his walker. So I have to watch him during this call. I haven't done a call in about 2 weeks. I haven't done a call in about 2 weeks because... Hi, how are you?
Hi, good.
I haven't done a call in about 2 weeks because my mom hasn't had the baby. And it's just been a really big struggle. But I want to do these weekly calls. I want to hopefully keep my baby distracted by Miss Rachel. He usually watches her for a very long time. But and then his dad is outside right now. We're getting the car towed because it broke down out of nowhere. Like, so stupid. And yes. So when you come in here, you don't have to keep your camera on. If you want to just keep it off, that's totally fine. You just have camera settings below. I'm not sure about mobile, but on the computer, all the settings should be below. You can toggle off your camera or whatever. And then you can use the chat if you have questions.
Sorry about that.
So if you have any questions, you can ask me right now, whoever is in here. So Shawnee, do you have any questions?
You know, I'm just like thinking when I actually go live, right? And how do you solve this problem? Like, you know, sometimes you run out of ideas of things to write about or blog about. Mm-hmm. How do you keep that creative flow? What do you do? You know,
Yeah, so honestly, I don't. It is difficult, to be honest. It's very difficult. You know, you can always use ChatGPT or you can get some inspiration from Pinterest. Right. It asks, like, so many different ideas. But to keep that, like, inspiration and motivation to even, like, write the post that you even pick is difficult. It's not easy, especially when you have so many things, like, going on. But that is why I keep outlines of posts. Uh-oh, my internet is bad. Am I frozen? I hope I'm not. Let me reconnect. Well, if I'm still here, my internet keeps going in and out because I don't know why, but we have to get it fixed. Because I have, like, the top best internet. I have business internet. It's, like, the ultimate thing that you can get with Xfinity. So I'm not sure why my connection keeps going out. That's dumb. Maybe I will refresh. Okay, I refreshed. I hope that works. I don't know why my internet keeps going out because... I have the best internet. But to keep going about that question, hopefully she can get back on here. To keep like that motivation and inspiration, that is why I have outlines already like written up for me. So, you know, and then like whenever I do get that inspiration, I batch my content. So I have a lot of outlines already done with keyword, the SEO keyword research already done. The images already put together. So all I have to do is write. And I only write the blog post if I'm feeling that inspiration. So usually, like, I kind of like follow my period cycles, honestly. So I found that I'm like most creative during my ovulation cycle. And I'm the least creative, obviously, like during like my period and whatever. So I don't create during those times when I'm feeling like super down and like not like inspired to really do anything. But during those periods of like the burst of motivation and the burst of inspiration during the month, I try to push out as much content as I possibly can.
So sorry, I have been having a lot of technical difficulties this morning.
My internet, because it said my internet connection was bad, so I thought it was mine. I don't
I
know.
think it's mine
Oh,
because
really?
both me and my fiance, we're on group calls, and I notice when that happens, like it slows it down a lot, you
Yeah.
know? So
So I was
sorry.
just answering your questions, but I'll just
Yes.
say it again, because I didn't know if you were going to be able to get back on or not. So, basically, I just follow like my period cycles. When I'm like most creative during the month, like I will get like those bursts of like motivation and inspiration. So like write a lot. And so that's when I just like batch content. I just batch as many blog posts as I possibly can. And then, yeah, I have like so many blog posts that I just schedule out for the month and I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to
That's a
worry
good
about it.
idea. Yeah.
Yeah,
You know
always
what
batch
I noticed?
your content when you're feeling most motivated and inspired.
Well, you want to hear when I get most of my inspiration? You wouldn't believe this. Like 2 in the morning, like I would be
Same.
chilling. It
Same.
always happens. And
Yep.
I'm like, oh gosh, I can't get up right now. But oh my God, this is such a good idea. Oh my God.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
I mean that same. Like I always get inspired to write Instagram posts and blog posts like in the middle of the night. And then I'm like, okay, it's 5 in the morning and my baby's about to wake up and I like barely got any sleep. And I'm just
Sleep.
sitting there like writing on my phone like
Yep.
so much content.
Right here. That's me. That's exactly what I go through. But I'm thinking to like, put like a journal, or actually my phone, I could do it too, and just jot down the important points. The thing is, I don't want to wake up my fiance because the light, you know, but
Yeah.
it's just so weird how it happens. Like at that time in the morning, that's when I get all these great ideas. And I was like, oh,
Yeah,
but
I know it's hard, but utilize that time when you feel most inspired because,
inspired.
yeah, because when, like, it's really good to, like, push out, keep pushing out the content and you don't want to go periods, especially, like, when you're first starting on your website. You really want to show Google that you're, a relevant website and you want to do that as quickly as possible. So I would never, like, miss a week during the first, 3 months, I would say, because Google's, it takes a while for Google to like get your site to rank and like realize that you're a relevant website and you push out regular content and whatever. So yeah, I just follow my period cycle. I use those like most inspired times to write and I batch content for the weeks when I'm feeling like, ugh, I don't feel like writing any. Also, another trick I use is like writing or like writing when I have like a glass of wine. If you're like so like when you have like a glass of wine or two or even three, like really outgoing, the personality really comes out of you. And I've written my best content when I'm like on the verge of like buzz.
That's true, you know. That's very true. Yeah, I could see that with me too. I get all these great ideas. Maybe I'll do that later. Have a glass of wine after work.
Yeah.
Nice away, Yowie. That's true. All the great ideas come at that point. And I was gonna ask you something else, and I totally forgot. Jeez. Oh, I got reform. No, sorry, reform. Reword. I actually joined Reword.
Oh,
So
reword, yes.
yeah, Reword. And I like that too. It's very helpful. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
That is, I think it's better than Grammarly. Grammarly, I mean, Grammarly is good too in its own way, with in terms of the grammar rephrase, but in terms of like
ideas and stuff, the AI reward
I'm
is
gonna turn this off. Sorry. I'm gonna turn this off because it's distracting.
okay.
Sorry.
Oh, the baby's not gonna see the television.
No, his dad came and got him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his dad was just outside because our car broke down out of nowhere, so we had to get
Oh,
it towed to go fixed, to go get
right.
fixed. We have
Okay.
another car, but that one is dead.
Yeah, you gotta get it checked out, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but this is a good experience. I like where we go in with this and stuff. I feel really good about it and positive, you know? So I
Yes, your
really
website
like it.
looks awesome. I really
Oh
love this. It's like super unique, but
yeah.
I've also seen other people like start to do like those neon, so it's also like more modern, but it's like the start of it, you know?
Yes,
Like
that's
more
true.
people are leaning towards this more, but not in this like unique way either. I just think it's like the website is just super awesome and super unique.
Yeah, I
And I can't
really
wait
love
to
it.
finish the rest of the pages.
Yeah, and the layout too. I like the layout, how you had the YouTube and pictures. So next week, Friday, I'll be doing the pictures. So I can't wait to get that done too, so I could send it to you, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, yeah.
Branding photography, like, it's so much fun to
Yeah,
do. It's
yes.
super fun.
It surely is. So yeah, that's it.
There's a tip for you. Don't try to be like super professional in the photos. Like, try to get laughing ones that show your personality and, just like being like your natural like self, you know?
Authentic self, yeah.
Yeah, like in my photos, like I'm smiling, I'm walking, I'm holding
Yeah.
things, I'm having fun during my photos. So yeah, that's what
I
you need.
think I might have a glass of wine when I do.
Yes.
I think I'm
Actually,
gonna do
I had champagne. Yeah,
that. See? Oh yeah, I think I saw the
my photos
yes.
have a bottle of champagne, and because
Yeah,
it's like
those pictures are good.
it's like celebration.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not telling anybody about this. I try to keep it personal because you know when you tell people, not everyone has like the best intentions for you. And I just don't want any negative energy around it. So I'm keeping it very personal. The only people that know about this really is like my immediate family, my mom, my sister,
Yeah.
and my brother. So yeah, they're excited too. I'm so excited about this because I really want this to take off and I want it to be like, how is your career? It's like, and you know, you have so much more freedom and you know, you could go on vacation, spend time with your family, you could go get your girly things done. So much more freedom, you know? So
Yes,
really looking
it is.
forward to that.
Yeah.
So can't
Yeah,
wait.
most like I'm working like 10% of the time and I'm
Yeah.
like fully like with my family
Yeah.
90% of the time or doing whatever I want 90% of the time. Like after this call, I get to just go do whatever I want and
What? Right.
I'm just gonna go shopping because that's what
You
I want
see? That's what I
to
want to do.
do today.
And the good thing about this is what I think my most important thing about this whole blogging, being this entrepreneur, is helping people. I really want to do that. I just felt like for the past couple of years that I could do so much more than sit behind a desk. I mean, I like HR. That's what I do now, but I feel like I can do so much more and inspire people because for my journey, how I got from here to here, it took a lot of work, you know, and I think that with my ideas and since I could really help a lot of people, you know.
Yes, you can.
Well, I'm
Definitely,
really
for sure.
excited.
Yeah, and I can't wait to help you in this journey.
I
It's so
know,
fun.
I know. And I'm glad our personalities really match and stuff. So,
Yes. That's what I
yeah.
really look for when I do my discovery calls is if we're gonna match personalities, because if we don't and like
Yeah.
if we're not gonna have fun on our calls,
Exactly.
then I say no to those people that I don't really vibe with. And I say I
How do you
haven't
say
seen.
no? How do you say no? Like, do you
Because
tell them?
I only work with people that I really know, for one, that I can help and
Right.
that I work really well with and that I'm gonna have fun with. Because I've signed really like bad nightmare clients who
Yeah.
demanded everything, who just they were just overall nightmare clients. And so now, I can sign on like 5 clients a week if I want to, but I have to say no to those people who I can't work with because, like I just picked the best. So consider yourself lucky because I picked
Oh,
you.
yeah, I
Yes.
do. I do. You know? Yeah, it's true. Sometimes the personalities clash, and it's going to be like a waste of time for you and that person. So you might as well just turn it down, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like you say, you always say it's always about quality, not quantity. So, and I really like your podcast too, because I listen to them a lot and you make a lot of sense. And like you, I really feel like you speak to me like a lot of people. Before I met you, I was working with, not working with really, but I bought this course about blogging and stuff, and they were pushing affiliate marketing, sponsored posts and stuff like that. And you're right, like that's how I used to think before. I was like, okay, I got it, but then if I have no one coming to my website, how am I going to make money, you
Yeah.
know? And you make a lot of sense when you talk about that. So you have, that makes you expand your mind and be creative, you know. And digital products, I think you're right, is definitely the way to go.
Because if you can create something that solves a problem for the person who is going to be coming, let's say you only have 100 people a month coming to your blog, but you have a product for that 100 people, then you can make sales, right now. Instead of affiliate sales where you're only going to be making like a certain small percentage on a
Small
100
percentage.
people, you're going to make like $1 that month, maybe not even, because not everybody likes to purchase from affiliate links, especially if they don't know you.
Exactly.
So
That makes sense.
yeah, and then you put people into a sales funnel to like get people to know you and then sell your product to them. It's so much easier to do it that way, so much faster to monetize that way, and that's what bloggers don't understand. A lot of bloggers, they're getting fed with so much crap of, make money now with affiliate marketing and blah blah blah. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like I did that for 2 whole years and I never made money. And even when I do put affiliate links in my blog, like I don't make money from affiliate links. Like that's like the last priority, of mine. Like I don't even really pay attention to it because it's just not gonna happen.
That's true, yeah. And then, like you said, those ads, they take up a lot of space on your site, and it's distracting. It's true, because I hate it when I go to people's sites and I see all those flashing ads. I just turn it off. And so I could, if I feel like that, I know other people feel like that as well, you know?
Oh, for sure. I think it's so like ugly, so horrible.
It is. So,
There's so many other ways to like monetize faster and easier and in a way that, attracts people to your blog instead of like pushes them away.
So that definitely, I will take that route, you know?
And let's say like, okay, so like I don't really have, to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of blog traffic coming to my blog, but I have the targeted traffic. So like the traffic that does come to my blog is my like the right people that I attract. So like when I say low, I'm talking about like 5 to 10,000 page views a month is what I'm currently getting, like in that range. And that's what I've been at for a very long time. And I'm okay with that because the people that do come, are my people. They sign up to my email list. They, like what I have to offer.
The loyal
They
ones.
purchase from me and they're loyal people and I really like who I'm targeting. And then they book discovery calls and sign up to my services. So, it's all about the targeted traffic and not getting like just stop thinking about like the numbers and start thinking about targeting the correct people because you can get like, 20 or 100,000 page views, it doesn't even matter. But if you're not getting those people who are actually like interested in what you have to offer, then like there's no point in getting all that other traffic.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's definitely something good to consider.
So I always say like numbers don't matter because it's not about the numbers, it's about the people that you're attracting.
and
the correct
people, yeah, the correct people.
Yeah, the quality, not quantity. There you
Yes.
go.
Yes. That's why I guess you stress so much, have a specific specific group that you want to talk to and just don't have it too open and too broad, you know, because you want to really get personal with these people, you know, and
Yeah.
open up to them. So you're
Yes.
right. That
Building connections
yes.
is like key to everything in this
Yeah.
industry. If you're not out there building connections with people and building relationships every single day, you're not going to be successful. You have to build those relationships and
Yeah.
connect with people on a deeper level.
Level,
Because,
yeah.
you know, when people search for things online, they're okay, of course, they're looking for knowledge, but what's going to make them actually be loyal to you is connection and
Yeah.
building a relationship. So,
That makes sense. Things gonna get really vulnerable here.
good, good. And you
Yeah.
can do as much as you want and as little as you want, you know.
Yeah.
But as long as you're building those relationships and being, you know, vulnerable and
Yeah. And open as possible. Well, I'm glad I have you as a blog coach, so
yay! So
hey.
exciting.
Me too, I am very excited.
Yeah.
So
And this project, it was difficult in the start. But I'm glad, you know, I regot my or like I got my inspiration back this week, and
Yeah.
it's definitely an upgrade from the last one that I did, the first one that
Yeah.
I tried. It's definitely an upgrade, and I'm glad that we got to work together.
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't, you know, sometimes it takes like one or two times to get, but when it clicks,
Yeah, it clicks.
it
Yeah, and you can't give up.
clicks.
Sometimes giving up is like so easy, and you're like, oh, just
And then when I
whatever.
know it's right, I see those signs.
Yeah,
Like the neon
exactly.
car that we parked like
I
literally right
know.
next to. I'm like, this is a sign. Are you serious?
I
Like I don't see
know.
a neon car every day. So that was definitely a sign. And then one of the
Yes.
messages that I sent you about the brand, I literally sent it at like 3:33, which means like abundance.
Yeah. Oh, you see? You
Yeah.
see? And I it's so funny
It was
because
just
maybe
all these synchronicities and signs.
yes, the universe is just aligning right there.
Yes, exactly.
And it's so funny, the day before I was thinking and I was like, just tell me what's the right choice. Because I've been thinking and going crazy. I'm like, oh, it was driving me nuts. And it's so funny that the day before I was like, neon's actually pretty good, you know? And I
Yeah.
kept playing around with the idea the entire Saturday. And it's so funny that next day when you told me, I was like, oh my God, well, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
Yeah, exactly. It was
So
perfect. And then when I
it
started to design the website, I'm like, oh my God, this is it, because it just
Yeah.
flowed.
Yeah.
When the website is correct, it just
Yeah.
flows.
Loads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because before I love like how your website is. I love that color scheme. But for what I want to do, I don't think it will
Yeah.
be good for me, you know, and who I want to attract and stuff. So I think the neon is pretty strong, is vibrant, is
It's
inviting, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. It invites people who like want to be empowered by
Yeah,
you.
yes.
It empowers people.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes
It's
people excited.
kind of like the colors of Zumba. Do you know Zumba? The
Oh,
Zumba.
yeah.
It's kind of like because they use very bright, attractive colors like that, the fluorescence and stuff. Because I used to be a Zumba coach a couple of years ago. So I
Oh,
remember that. Yeah.
okay.
So not anymore though. So yes, I am very excited. I just working towards this and trying to keep positive, doing my meditations and prayers and everything. So you'll
Yes.
see.
Yeah, every morning I write like affirmations
Yeah.
and I do, so I actually do affirmations, but I also do ask-formations.
Ask
Ask-formations. So
affirmations.
I ask like questions. Like,
Yeah.
why do people always pay me?
Yeah.
Why do I always just get paid to exist?
Yeah, see?
Why am I such a good coach? Why do I
Yeah.
build the best website? You know, like I just ask, you know,
Yeah.
questions.
This
And
is
then the
good.
universe will like give me like the answers back.
All the answers, yeah.
Yeah.
All the answers come right back to you.
Or
See?
like
That
my
makes
mind
sense.
just starts thinking of, you know, why am I the best coach?
Yeah.
And why am I a good website designer? You know? So it like boosts your confidence. So you're in that energy
And
of,
yeah.
you know, like you're in that like high, you frequency, vibration,
Frequency, yeah.
attracting things back to
Yeah.
you.
And it comes right back to you and all the answers, everything. That's good. It's very good. I'll try that.
Yes.
That's actually, I never heard of that before, but I like that. That's a good idea. Affirmations.
And then I always ask, like, why do my perfect soulmate clients always find me?
Find you. See, it was just meant to be.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what I always look for when I do my discoveries calls is, like, is this going to be, like, my soulmate client? And I'll just instantly know.
Yeah.
Like, I just instantly know. And, yeah.
Right.
So, even before I sign a client, I'm already creating a client portal for them. Because I just know.
You just know.
I just know they're going to say yes and sign up.
Yeah.
Always. It always works. That's I'm like, I want to work with this client really bad, so I just create a portal for them because I just instantly know, and I just let God take over.
You see, it's just a good fit. You know, you have that through that right there.
Yeah.
Because
I work on it a lot. In this industry, you have to really have a good mindset. You have to work on your mindset every single day.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't work on your mindset, then you're not going to be as confident, and you're not going to. Like, you're going to get, like, a lot of limiting beliefs. And, of course, you will, like, still. Like, I still get, like, beliefs or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's how you deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, if you recognize it, if you're, observing it, if you're working through it. And I always work on mindset every day. And it's, like, a huge – it's like, a 90% contributor of the success that I have is mindset.
Right.
And it wasn't always like this. I was, like – getting on here very small, very scared to like get on Instagram stories, very scared to show my face, very scared to do anything.
Yeah.
I was very nervous, very socially awkward. And because of the mindset work, that's what like made me bloom.
Wow. See? Mindfulness and mindset. That's wow. It's a lot to think about. But it works. But it works.
It really does.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Definitely. So.
Yeah.
So that, what else? That's about it, My thing is just breaking through that barrier of being able to write interesting and informative, like educating, inspiring blogs, Like you said, like 2 o'clock in the morning when that hits me, I'm going to jot stuff down because that's when it hits
when
me.
That, when that inspiration hits you, right? Because that's what people are going to like really, resonate with. Because it's really coming from your soul.
A good place. Yeah. Like, Mm-hmm.
Instead of forcing it. You never want to force content. I always tell people this. Like, even if you just can't post that week and if you just don't have any inspiration to post, then don't force it. Like, I haven't written an email to my email list in, like, 3 weeks because I just have had no inspiration to.
For sure.
And, people will say, oh, that's, like, so bad. Like, you should never, like, not write an email. But I'm, like, but even if I do write an email when I'm, like, my least inspired, people don't resonate with it. They don't open it. They don't read it. You have to be in that frequency of, like, inspired to write that content. And that has to be, like, a good piece that comes from your soul. And then people will, like, really love it.
Love it, yeah.
So I only write stuff when I'm, like, most inspired, and I never force it because when you force it, people feel that energy that it's forced.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So, it's true. Yeah. That's true. Energy is something like I pay a lot of attention to, and not only in writing but in your day to day life when you meet people.
Energy
is huge.
Like this feels effortless.
Yeah,
and that's how it should feel.
Right.
Our conversation is feeling effortless right now.
Yeah.
And it's that's how, like, me. It should be. It should never feel, like, forced.
Forced, exactly. I agree. I agree 100%. So it's just both of us on?
Yeah, so I haven't done a call in, like, a couple of weeks, so people are probably just like, oh, she's probably not going to do a call today either.
Oh, yeah, because I remember we got that email. Yeah, yeah. But that's okay. At least one person came on.
Yeah.
Actually,
and it's always like off and on. So like the last time I did a call, like 4 people came.
Yeah.
And then, the week before that, I think like 0 people came. And then like if nobody comes, no problem. Like, this is at 11 o'clock on a week.
Yeah.
Or, like, like a weekday. So people are at work, they're busy, whatever, no problem. And then, you know, some weeks I get nobody, some weeks I get one person, two people, some weeks I get like five. I still want to make sure that I am showing up, besides the last couple weeks. But I do want to make sure that I am showing up, because you never know when somebody is going to come, and you never know how it's going to be, and how helpful I can be for them. And if like my goal is just to help, so
help,
or inspire, motivate,
right? Well, we were meant to be on this call today. Definitely, you were meant, you know. So, yeah, that's it. I don't think I have anything else that I wanted to ask. But you know, if I do, I would always reach out to you, but always send you a text.
Oh, I know. Yes, definitely. For sure. Always utilize that.
Yes.
It's the best thing you can utilize.
Yes.
Especially during our coaching. If you want more results, then just like utilize that as much as possible. I mean, like, don't like blow my phone and overwhelm me.
No way. Don't worry.
Like, ask, you know, whenever you have questions, like, always ask.
Yeah.
And then you can always put them in the message center. Like, if they're tasks, you can put them in the message center.
Okay.
Like for me to, like, review, like, a blog post. Or for me to, you know, look over anything that you're working on.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what you put in the message center. But, like, questions and stuff, just Slack message.
Slack it.
Slack it over.
Yes, I will. Oh boy. So,
yeah.
That's about it.
Okay. I'm getting off here too, because I have no idea what he's doing with my baby. There's so many mosquitoes out there, so I'm worried. Oh, wait. Oh. He is upstairs. Roderick?
Uh-oh. Okay.
I don't know. So I'm going to go.
Well, you better go find out. Just make sure they're okay. So thanks for today. It was good. It was really good. It kind of made me feel a little relaxed and better and more positive. So
So we will talk. Positive vibes.
Positive vibes. That's it.
Yeah.
So we will definitely keep in touch, and I guess I'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You have a good day.